And that's what happened to the man in our story this morning. Chapter 5, verse 1, sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now there was in Jerusalem near the Sheep Gate a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. Imagine that. 38 years. We don't know how he became an invalid. We don't know when it was, if he was born that way, if an accident happened. We have no idea. But for almost four decades, this man had been resigned to that spot in the pool of Bethesda, just waiting, hoping beyond hope. And after a certain period of time, got to the place of wondering, is it ever going to change? Is it ever going to be different? Am I ever going to walk again? Am I ever going to do anything for God? Is God actually hearing me? Does he care? Is life going to change? And so Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time. And he asked him, do you want to get well? That's a strange question, don't you think? I mean, Jesus, Captain Obvious here, he's been an invalid for 38 years. Of course, don't you think it's logical? Why on earth would Jesus ask him that question? And I thought of many people I know. I thought of our church. I've been thinking of so many different things where this applies. And I want to rephrase that question to apply to you and I today. And some of you are in that place looking for healing and you're asking God, when am I going to get well? And Jesus would say to you, do you want to? Do you want to change? You pray for revival. You pray for renewal. We pray for God to intervene. But do we want to be changed? And that's the question. Do we want to? It's been the same way forever and ever and ever, and it seems that nothing ever changes. And so it's like a water in the face moment, and Jesus turns to him and he says to you and I, do you want to be changed? There are three things I want to leave you with before we gather around these altars to pray together for those in need. And the first one is, we must decide if we want to be changed. We must decide if we want to be changed. Jesus never asked a foolish question. Never. The point when he asks a question is he's wanting that person to come to the realization, is this what you really want? Do you really want to move forward? Do you really want God to bring a change? Do you really want healing? And you may say with your mouth, yes, but your actions and the way you're living says opposite. Every day he was left to lie on that little 4x4 mat, and everyone would say to him, do you want to be changed, George? Do you want to be changed, Harry? And he would just be lying there on his mat. But Jesus says, we have to decide. Jesus is not going to force anyone. Holy Spirit is a gentleman, I was taught, and I believe it's true, and will never force himself upon anyone. But for those who would choose, for those who would open themselves up, he is more than willing to be here and to come and to fill and to baptize and to empower and to heal and to transform. But we must say, Lord, I am willing. Are you willing? Number two, we must stop making excuses for our condition. The sick man answered Jesus, "Sir, there's no way I can get healed, for I have no one who will lower me into the water. And as soon as I try to crawl to the edge of the pool, someone else jumps in ahead of me." Do you notice that he never answers Jesus' question? Never. He immediately goes to the reasons why it can't happen. He immediately goes to make excuses. Someone has said that he is taking the position of a victim. Anyone know anyone like that? You know what a victim does? A victim endlessly repeats how they've been mistreated. They live by childish notions that life should always be fair. Victims find it difficult to forgive others because they see forgiveness as weakness. Victims have difficulty maintaining close relationships because they have difficulty trusting others. And the cry of the perpetual victim is, "It's not my fault." If we're going to see change happen, if you're going to see God move in your life, if we're going to see God move in our church, it's going to come as we answer that question honestly. Do we want to see change? And we stop making excuses as to why it can't happen. Finally, and I'll ask the worship team to return, we must decide to pick up our mat and walk. We have to decide to take action. Jesus said to him, "Stand up, pick up your sleeping mat, and you will walk." Immediately he stood up. He was healed. And so he rolled up his mat, and again he walked. Why is this so important for us this morning? He had been waiting 38 years for someone to come and help him. And so as people walked by and walked by, he could make the excuse, "Well, nobody cares." Jesus looks at this man and says, "Get up." Doesn't touch him. Just says, "Get up. Be healed. Take your mat and go home." Why does he say that? You see, that mat had become his security blanket. It had become his security pillow. It had become his world. The only thing he knew for almost 40 years was that 4x4 mat. And some of us are sitting here today, and all we've known is pain. All we've known is discouragement. All we've felt is betrayal. All we've known is that it's the same old, same old, same old. It never changes. And so we have a mental mat in our heads that says it can't be changed. And I'm here to say to you, in the name of Jesus, step in faith, take up your mat, and go and be healed in Jesus' name. I'm going to ask us to stand, and as the worship team comes and leads us, I want to read this passage from Luke chapter 4, verses 18 and 19, and here Jesus gives the purpose and mission of his ministry. He says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me. He has anointed me to be hope for the poor, freedom for the brokenhearted, and new eyes for the blind, to preach to prisoners, 'You are set free.' I have come to share the message of Jubilee, for the time of God's great acceptance has begun," and he's still doing it today. So my question to you today, this morning, church, is, will you come? Will you be healed? Will you see change? Will you take up your mat and be healed? As we worship, I want to invite anyone who wants to come as a testimony, as OT shared, that we present our bodies as a living sacrifice. We refer to the front as an altar. You know what an altar is? It's that place where we die. It's the place we die to self. It's the place we die to the past. It's the place where we die to our presuppositions. It's the place where we die and God transforms us into new men and women. He alters us. He alters us. Are you ready to be changed? Are you ready to be altered? Are you ready to be healed? Let's come this morning and let's rejoice in Jesus. Hallelujah.